Morning, welcome to Breakfast Kino with you until 9, and you know how much the show loves talking about entrepreneurship, micro enterprises, hopefully getting those little businesses, or as they call it, the radical 1%, to a point where they could even scale and become unicorns, for example. Those are people who are unicorns, for those who don't know, just businesses who end up making loads and loads and loads and, did I say, loads of money. So coming up, you're going to be hearing from an entrepreneur who started a business. I'm sure they didn't think that they'd be selling that business to a company like Microsoft for $1 billion, but they did. So Denmark's Erik Damgaard, along with his brother, founded the company Damgaard Data, which later merged with Navivision in 2002. It was sold to Microsoft, as I said, for $1 billion. Now, if you had all that money, what would you do? Retire? Hire the company you work for, maybe fire your boss, maybe you do one of those sort of things, okay? Instead, Damgaard decided to go back to the drawing board and see how he could improve the product that Microsoft now owned, and the result was Unaconta, a fully integrated cloud-based accounting business management solution software. So I'm not going to bore you with the technology and the technical side of it. I think the story of Erik Damgaard and his brother and the success, I think, is a very important one. So Erik, thank you very much for joining us on the show this morning. Great having you here.
Thank you for inviting me in. What an introduction. Yes, that's right. You're right. After selling to Microsoft, I played a lot of golf. I became an investor. After the big crisis in 2007, I lost a lot of money. Fortunately, not everything, but and then I found myself as an investor. But I'm an entrepreneur. I love to have a business of my own. So I said, instead of investing in 10, 15 other businesses, let me start my own business again. And what I like to do is technology and software. Mm. So I started. And first I developed software for the trading business. But then I saw Microsoft was pulling out of the ERP, the lower end of the ERP market, which was my sweet spot. Mm. And I saw that had happened so many things during the years with mobile computing, digital computing, internet. And so I thought, where are all the systems that fits in here? So I defined a new thing that ERP in the cloud with or digital ERP. We want to get rid of paper. We want to be more effective. So I invented Unaconta.
This is phenomenal. Yeah. I want us quickly, I want us to take a couple of steps back because it's a phenomenal story. You know, the lead up to you selling to Microsoft. You know, just tell us a little bit about that particular story and how you actually managed to grow the business to a point where Microsoft wanted it, and then they said, listen, we'll pay you whatever, and eventually, you got to sell it for $1 billion.
Yeah. First of all, one thing you need to know about big businesses, big companies like to buy big companies. They don't like to buy small companies because a small company disappear between their fingers like melting. Few people disappear and there's nothing left. Mm. When they buy a big company, they can change the management and they still have all the employees and all the customers. My company was approximately 650 employees and the vision was approximately the same. So when we merged, we became a company with 1,300 employees in locations in Europe, Africa, and Asia. We just had a small presence in the United States, and the year before they bought us, they bought our competitor in the United States. So after a year, I think Microsoft figured, well, we will more or less have world domination if we also buy a Damgaard Navision company. Mm. I know when we speak here, $1 billion is fantastic. For Microsoft, it's nothing.
Yes, yes.
It's nothing. And it was a big company. So it was a nice piece for them, and they came and phoned us. The scary or funny thing, not the right word, but they actually phoned us before, but because of 9/11, everything was put on hold in the United States. So in 2001, in the summer, they phoned us. But after 9/11, they phoned back and say, we are not in position to do anything. But then in 2002, in the spring, they came back and say, now we've been business. Are you ready yet? Are you still ready? So imagine they came twice. And second time, we finished the deal.
Okay. Well, what did they offer you the first time round?
We never came to the offer.
Okay.
It's not so much an offer. We were a listed company on the Danish Stock Exchange.
Yes.
So we sort of had a public price tag on us. But you need to offer a premium to get all the shareholders to say yes. So they looked at the share price, and then they offered plus 30%. Which was a fine price.
Now, I see you in Cape Town. Tell us, why. What are you doing in South Africa at the moment?
Well, when I started my business, I got my new business with Unicontra. I looked at my old network, and many of them were no longer in Microsoft and other positions. So I picked two old people from my network in Denmark, and we started the business together. And last year, I got a call from Keith Mullen, who is a South African, who actually set up distribution of our product back in the year 2000.
Ah.
And he said, Eric, that's an interesting product you're having here for the small business in South Africa. Could you be interested in doing business with me again for setting up distribution in South Africa? And I said, yes. So we have been working together, and we have been training him and all that. So now we had the big launch here last week in South Africa in Johannesburg and in Cape Town Friday.
So it's Unicontra, and this is the ERP system, right?
Yeah, it's a ERP system for small businesses about getting ready, getting away from paper, because small businesses, medium businesses, lose paper. So it's all about integrating your paperwork, digitize all that, and sending emails, invoices as emails, and the system is doing all this by itself.
So, I mean, if you're listening to Eric Damgaard at the moment and you're still not sure what ERP is, just think about the core processes needed to run a company. So finance, HR, manufacturing, supply chain, you've got the services, procurement, there's all sorts of other things, right?
And, all from invoicing and order processing and keeping track of your customers and your product and your money.
So it integrates all these core systems. Well, I tell you what, we should maybe find out more about this particular product. But a wonderful story, and thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Eric Damgaard, the founder and CEO of Unicontra, sold the business way back when to Microsoft for $1 billion for Bill Gates.